Father, we appreciate you tonight. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor and adoration. Thank you for the grace given to us to be in your presence again. Thank you for the opportunity to learn at your feet. Thank you for what you taught us last week. Thank you because we know you're the one bringing your word to us every Sunday. Be magnified, O God, in Jesus' name. And we ask that no one returns back the same way today. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Last week, we were able to learn about patience, the law of patience, the secrets of maximizing patience for destiny fulfillment. Every giant in the Bible, at one time or the other, had to go through a training period. And that training period is what we call patience. It's a time through which God molds us into the shape required for fulfilling our destiny. It is the time when God builds character in us. It is the time when God transforms us. It is the time when God begins to show us where he wants to take us to. It is the time where he builds capacity in us. The Bible says, if you fail in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Because God doesn't want us to fail, he builds capacity in us. Last week, we were able to also see the examples of people in the Bible that we couldn't see any record of a training period for them in the Bible, and we saw how they failed woefully. An example is Saul, who just became king, and he also failed the same way. Solomon, we saw that he just rose up to become king. He also failed also woefully. But we saw the example of Joseph, who went through that training period of several years before he became the prime minister at 30. The same thing with David. He also went through the wilderness journey where he went, fought different wars, went through different things before he could become the king. Jesus Christ also had to wait between when he was 12 years of age, that he went to the temple, to the time he was about 30 years of age. And he had ministry for just 3 years, and he made all the impact he had to make. So we could see from those examples that patience is actually something that God gives us. It's the waiting period. It is not necessarily the act of the enemy. So tonight, we want to know the difference between when God is the one building us and when the enemy is the one trying to delay us. Because there's a very thin line between the two. The best way to determine wastage is, you know, when you compare a product's original design with its availability and current usage. You know, when you look at a product, the way it was designed, and when you look at how it's being used now, then you know whether it's been abused or not, whether it's been wasted or not. For example, if you buy a very costly microphone meant to be used for public address and you start using it to make food in the kitchen, everyone knows that you're actually wasting the product. The product was never designed to be used in the kitchen for cooking. It was meant for public address. So every child of God has a destiny over his life. If a child of God who got designed to be in a particular profession or to be in a particular place is found somewhere else, then the person can be said to be wasting away. May we not waste away in Jesus' name. So we must definitely know what God has designed our lives to be so that we won't end up wasting away at any point in our lives. Because if God has designed you to be in a particular place and you are found in somewhere else, then the person is actually wasting time. And since life is measured by time, then the person is somehow wasting away. Once again, I pray that none of us will be wasted or waste away in Jesus' name. Praise God. Destiny is the revelation of God's plan for our lives. It is like the architectural design of the building of our lives. And we all know that when an architectural design is handed over to a builder, he can decide to follow it or not. You are a builder, as God has designed you to be. He shows you the plan of your life. And he also shows you that he's interested in guiding you through the building of it. So all of us have the chance and the the opportunity to decide to follow that plan or not. So when we follow that plan, then we are beginning to fulfill God's plan. But when we deviate from it, it is termed wasting away. Praise God. So what does it mean to wait? Waiting is patiently allowing God to do his perfect work in you. When you are waiting, the biblical waiting, the divine waiting, which every giant in scripture had to go through, it is the time for molding you into the shape he wants to use for fulfilling your destiny. It is patiently allowing God to do his perfect work in you. What is waiting? Waiting is permitting God to reveal his many-sided plans for your life. God does not have a ceiling over anybody's destiny, just like Bishop David Adepoyo normally says. So when you allow God to perfectly mold you and to reveal his many-sided plans for your life, then you are said to be waiting. It is that period when he begins to show you and unfold to you. He can't show you everything in a day. Even if you see everything in a day, you have not seen it all. You have only seen a little. So waiting time is the time when he begins to unfold his plans to you. What is waiting time? It is your sleep period, like when God put Adam to sleep so as to form Eve. It is the time when you are actually not doing what you are meant to do, so to say. When you are not at the peak of God's plan for your life, when you are not at the peak of all the glorious plans he showed to you. For example, if God said you're going to become the president of Nigeria, if he says it today, I can guarantee that you will not become the president tomorrow, Monday. No, there will be a waiting period. You have to find a way to join a political party or form one. You have to find people to follow you. That is what they call the waiting period. You have to learn things. You may have to start from being a counselor of a local government to chairman. You know, it may be a very long journey. So that is what we call the waiting period. It is not the devil trying to hinder you, know. It is the period when you are molded into shape. So it is the sleep period, like when God put Adam to sleep so as to form Eve. As a child of God, you will probably experience a waiting period in one area of life or the other. What do I mean? I've seen somebody waiting for children. And when I look at his life, I've seen many of them anyway. When I look at their lives, they keep prospering in different other areas of life. Their businesses are booming, their career going up, God blessing them financially. But because they are waiting on God for the fruit of the womb, every other thing is working, but that aspect seems to be at a pause. So at that point, you may want to check out whether it is just divine waiting or a delay from the enemy. Most times, you know, it is very difficult to find a thin line between the two. But I know that there are times that someone will have to wait for the fruit of the womb because of the nature of the children coming. And sometimes it is because the parents have not yet developed capacity to handle the children coming. Because if it's a child of destiny, then God needs parents of destiny to raise them up. So sometimes parents will experience delay because they have not fully allowed themselves to be molded into shape by God. So waiting, how do you discern between waiting and wasting or just wasting away? How do you discern between the two? Number one, if you are waiting, if it's a divine waiting period, you will be edified and you will see your spiritual life growing. Everything else will be growing. Everything else will be getting perfect. You'll be edified. You'll be growing spiritually, growing morally, growing financially. But that area will seem like it's not just happening. So it is the divine waiting period. It is the period when you are edified. And you will know that because your spiritual life is growing. It is the divine, what is the difference between waiting and wasting? Waiting period is the divine waiting for a child, for example. Okay, I mentioned that. You see God's hand in other areas of life. Then how do you know it is divine waiting? You will feel peace. I may not feel any worry inside of you. It will just be peaceful. It is just peaceful. For example, there was a time, Paul and Silas, they were in a particular city, and there was a demon-possessed woman following them up and down, telling everybody, saying, oh, these are servants of God. These are servants of God. These are servants of God. My question is, why did they not get angry for the first day, the second day, until maybe like the third day? The third day, they got angry. I said, hey, demon, get out. That is how we can also liken a waiting period. The waiting period, somehow you feel it's not just what you are expecting supposed to have come. It's not coming, but for some reasons, you are not just pressed. But when that period is over, you will lose all your patience. You just want to make it happen. You want to fast. You want to say, God, it must happen today. That is when you know the waiting period has come to an end. Praise God. So waiting or delay or wasting comes to an end when you begin to feel uneasy and angry about the situation. So how does waiting period turn to wasting period? Most Christians think they are waiting on God when they're actually wasting away. So how do I know whether I'm waiting on God? I'm just wasting time. Whether God is just waiting for me to take an action or I'm waiting on God. Number one, waiting can turn to wasting or delay when you are complaining and grumbling. Most Christians, when they are supposed to be giving thanks, when they're supposed to be growing, when they're supposed to be seeking the face of God, they end up complaining and grumbling, talking about the things that God has not done when God has done every other thing well. Someone can increase his waiting period because of that. How does waiting period turn to wasting period? Waiting without serving. If you are just waiting and waiting and waiting and you are not serving God or serving people, then the person is definitely wasting time. And when time is wasted, life is wasted. So somehow, if it is your wasting period, you must be serving somewhere. As a child of God, you must be serving in church. You must be serving a unit. You must be serving someone else. Maybe someone you even feel is not as good as you are. For example, if you're a music musician, you may just be a backup to somebody. You see that you are better than this person in every area of life. But somehow, you just see that you yourself, you can't enter your destiny yet. So what do you spend that time to do? Serve very well. Serve that person you even feel you're better than. Serve him with all your heart. Because it is during that period that God is molding you. It is in serving others that you actually learn how to serve yourself. So waiting without serving can turn a waiting period to a wasting period. Number three, lack of preparation through reading, learning, and undergoing mentorship. If you are not preparing well, you are not reading, you are not studying, you are not praying, you are not seeking God for answers, then waiting period can turn to delay or wasting away. So what do you do during your waiting period? When what you are expecting has not come, then it is the time to seek God's face. It is the time to read relevant books, relevant literature, learn from others. That is the time to learn. Number four, lack of gratitude. Yes, I mentioned complaining and grumbling, but this time around, it is lack of gratitude, meaning that you are not consciously giving God thanks. You are not consciously appreciating Him. You are not consciously worshiping Him. Then delay can even become denial. Waiting period can become a wasting period. May we not waste away in Jesus' name. Then number five, living your life to chance. I think this is where a lot of Christians miss it. When they live their life to chance, they just say, ki sera sera, whatever will be. No, whatever will be, will not just be. Because even if you think you are right with God, I can guarantee that there are demons that want to stop you from getting to where God wants you to be. So if you are not taking charge intentionally, if you are not taking charge intentionally, you may end up missing your chances. The Bible says, time and chance happens to them all, meaning that opportunity happens to everyone. Opportunity is given to everyone. So if you are not consciously taking care of your, taking charge and making use of your opportunities, you're just sitting around saying, God, we do it, God, we do it, then the person may just be wasting away, waiting for God, when God is actually waiting for the person. If, for example, you are trusting God for financial breakthrough, you're not doing a business, you're not starting a business, you're not looking for a job, you're not reading, you're not learning a trade, then the person will just be waiting and end up a beggar when the person is supposed to be a giver, because the person is giving his life to chance. So it doesn't just happen by living your life to chance. So waiting can turn to wasting period if someone lives his life to chance. Praise God. Then what does delay or wasting away mean? What does delay or wasting away mean? Praise God. What does it mean to be in delay? When divine waiting is over, but promises are not yet inherited. How do we know that? In the Bible, God himself said the children of Israel are going to wait. They are going to be in slavery for 400 solid years. But what happened? It ended up to become about 430 years. 30 years was added to it. So when you know that this is supposed to happen, if God says in 5 years, this is supposed to happen in your life, and it doesn't happen in 5 years, then because you know God is not a liar, he's a faithful person, then that means delay has come in. So when divine waiting is over and promises are not yet inherited, then it is wasting away. It is delay that has come in. The devil has already put his head in it. Living outside God's purpose unintentionally or intentionally leads to delay and wasting away. For example, if you know God's plan and you are not living in it, the person is definitely not maximizing life. He's wasting time. And when you waste time, it's equal to wasting away. So putting all the responsibility on God without doing your part is actually wasting and delaying time. You're actually wasting time and you're not maximizing time. So that is what it means to waste away. You will not waste away in Jesus' name. So what do we do? If you look back, just reverse all those things. Make sure you first and foremost determine what God wants for you per time. Now, most people may not find out their destiny by God telling them exactly what they want to do. Most people enter into their destiny or slide into it by serving others. That is where a lot of people could enter into it. Or a need comes up, or a particular challenge comes up, and you just feel the need to meet it. You can just enter into destiny by that. For example, Nehemiah in the Bible, there was no time that God told him that Nehemiah, you're going to become the governor of Judah, you're going to become someone to build the walls of Jerusalem. No, he felt a need, and he saw that he had the opportunity, and he maximized it, and he just got into it, and God turned it to his destiny. So the same way, you may find a need in your local church, around you, in community. Others will not see it, but because it's your destiny, you see it. You can just meet it. If God does not say you should stop it, you can just go ahead. Meet that need. While doing it, God may just open you up to a very great door of destiny. So meeting needs could just help you to find your destiny. Serving others helps you to find your destiny. And when you find it, do it well. Because in doing that, God will reveal to you the plan for your life. And when it's revealed, begin to run. You see, in the Bible talks about destiny as something that requires a run, meaning that you are running, you are taking steps. When you run, it's different from walking. It's different from crawling. It takes more energy. So anybody fulfilling destiny is on his toes. When others are walking, you can't walk. You have to run. You have to take steps to achieve it. So it's not something that you slow down. No, it's something that you move. So when you are waiting, we already know what to do. Maximize the time and begin to measure your life. Am I growing? Am I being edified? Are people getting blessed through me? You begin to see God's hands in every area of your life. Even though that area may look like it's not moving well, but check other areas, you will definitely see God's hands. But if this is failing, that is failing, the other one is failing, then something else. You are probably out of the will of God. But if other things are working and it's just that area of life, then it may just be that God is grooming you. But I pray in the name of Jesus that as we begin to take steps, as we begin to do what is required of us by God, I pray that every delay is canceled in Jesus' name. And just like I was in church today, I was surprised that Baba Adewale preached the same message. I mean, his message was waiting without wasting. I was super surprised. Now, waiting without wasting, that was the exact topic. I was surprised. And what did he say? He said, you can also be delayed if you are not born again. Of course, that's true. So if someone's relationship with God is not sound, delay is inevitable. You can't flow in your destiny if you are out of sync. If you are not living your life to please God, then the person will be experiencing delay in his life because demons will make sure they are torturing you. Then he also mentioned the fact that shortcuts, you try to take shortcuts, then delay is inevitable. For example, he mentioned Abraham trying to take the shortcut through Hagar, and he ended up giving birth to Ishmael. Not only was he delayed, but he ended up giving himself more problems. That's what happens when we take shortcuts. Then he says delay can also happen when you don't like it. The options that God has given you. Praise God. The forces of darkness can also cause delay and disobedience. If you disobey God, delay is inevitable. Praise the Lord. You may have to listen to this over and over again to get all this. But I pray that God himself will visit all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can unmute our mics and contribute. Maybe you have a question that we can quickly run through within the time we have.
I got difference between the waiting and the wasting period. When you are waiting, you have to do something while you wait so that it will not be a wasting period.
Okay. Praise God. So let's just try to listen to it again. I want to believe God is the one talking to us today. Because I was super surprised when I got to church. I had to go to Redeem today, and I was super surprised when I saw Badebuye talking about the same topic. He said, waiting without wasting. That was the exact topic. You may even check it online. And I pray that as God has spoken to us, that we will not be found wasting away in any area of life. We will begin to maximize every moment of our lives, every second we count for us. And I pray that every delay that we have experienced in any area of life comes to an end in the name of Jesus. Everything that God has told you that has for one reason or the other been delayed, it comes to an end in the name of Jesus. And grace to do what is required of us so that we will maximize time, so that we will be at the right place at the right time, so that we'll be at the center of the will of God for our lives. Grace to do that. Father, release it to us in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that from today, every second in our lives we count in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's see next week. We'll be having another wonderful time in God's presence. And please make sure you listen to this. I believe God is the one visiting every one of us today. Listen to it. And please share with others. And as you do that, you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Then please, if you have not downloaded the book or you downloaded and you have not read the How to Have Good Success, that book, I can guarantee it's a divine inspiration from heaven. Make sure you also read it. Read it in bits or whichever way. It's a very small book. I can guarantee you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. And we all have good success. See you next week and be ever blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.